Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. We have about 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have on the Columbia River bar this morning seas 11 to 13 feet. They're going to build to about 14, 15 feet during those max ebb current times. One is happening around 2:45 today and another around 3:15 a.m. on Thursday. We have overall a small craft advisory in effect until 3 a.m. this morning and a gale warning in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon. The weather is going to ramp up a bit as the storm comes through. We have south winds, 25 to 30 knots, gusting to 40 knots at sea. The winds are going to move around to the west as you can visualize that spinning low-pressure system coming over our area. Going to slow down a little bit in the afternoon down to about 20 knots. Combined seas 12 feet, dominant period of 18 seconds between those wave crests, building to 16 feet. About 14 seconds apart, rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms. And today we're going to talk about a ship that some people have asked me about. The USS Portland is coming to the Columbia River on Friday, and she'll be in Portland on Saturday. We're going to talk about where you might see her and a chance to even go aboard and check out this brand new military ship that is named for Portland, Oregon. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 7 inbounders, 5 in the Astoria Anchorage, 2 at Rice Island, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Nord Flex. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the anchorage off Rainier, which is just opposite Longview on the Columbia River. Interesting point of information or a little bit of trivia about that ships that anchor there on the Rainier side of the river. They have anchor buoys there, which are very expensive, federally funded buoys that ships can tie up to. So the river is too narrow there to allow ships to swing naturally at anchor the way they do off Astoria. So they tie them on both ends, essentially, is the answer. A ship will tie generally its stern to the anchor buoy and throw an anchor off the bow, an anchor that it's carrying on board with it. And so they hold the ship through all of the tidal cycle so it does not swing out into the channel where it would be an obstruction to traffic. So she's going to Rainier, the Nord Flex. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 this morning. You might see her around 2 p.m. in Rainier, there just opposite Longview. The Ascanius is arriving from Japan, headed for, I'm not sure where yet. So we do have sometimes ships come into the river not knowing exactly where they're going to go. She's going to go to the Astoria Anchorage and wait until they sort out the paperwork on exactly which berth she's going to. And that's just the way it works sometimes in the maritime industry. The ship knows it's coming here, not exactly sure exactly which berth to go to yet. She'll be in the anchorage probably by about 11:30 this morning off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. The DACC and Adriatica is arriving from offshore. She's also headed for an anchorage on the river. She's a wheat ship, and she will probably arrive in, I think it's Astoria's anchorage where she's headed, around 11:30 a.m. The Ocean Highway, with the word highway in her name, you might gather what her cargo might be. Arriving from Richmond, headed for Portland, brand new Hondas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. You might see her in the Portland area around 1:30 a.m. on Thursday. The Ares Leader is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She has Subarus on board, and she will pass Astoria maybe around 9:30 p.m. And maybe around 3:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning, she'll get to the port of Vancouver. The Global Symphony is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview to pick up logs. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 and maybe around 2:30 or so in the morning, 3, she will get to Longview. The Finch Arrow is arriving from China, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. Not sure quite what her cargo is. I would maybe say possibly wheat. 10:30 p.m. past Astoria, 4:30 a.m. in Vancouver, on early in the morning tomorrow. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the BTG Matterhorn, the Palais, the Unity Spirit, the Indigo Lake, and the Global Striker. All those ships are awaiting orders and will eventually head upriver to pick up cargo. They don't have cargo on them right now, and you can tell that by how high they're sitting in the water. You can see a lot of that dull red bottom paint. That's a giveaway that you're looking at a ship that has yet to load its cargo. And if you watch the ships that come downriver and head out to sea, they generally are really hunkered down in the water, and you don't see that bottom paint anymore. That's because they're full of probably some sort of dry mineral cargo or agricultural cargo like corn, soy, or wheat, something like that, barley perhaps. At the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, we have the Bright Gemini and the Georgis. They are both bulk carriers awaiting orders there. It's really fun when there are lots of ships in the anchorage to go up on the Astoria Meglio Bridge and look up river because you see like a whole parade, it looks like, while they're sitting still, a very still parade, relatively speaking, of ships that continues out almost to the horizon there with the ones at the Rice Island Anchorage now, which is a newly designated official anchorage for ships. And our outbounders, the ones that are not anchored but are heading downriver and out to sea with cargo on board, most of them, the ATB Sound Reliance is leaving Portland. She came in to deliver refined petroleum. She's probably heading out at about 2 a.m. That would put her past Astoria, probably about maybe, well, she would have passed by maybe 10:30 this morning. You might see her 10 o'clock or so. The Daria Shanti is leaving Kalama around 3 a.m., so about 8 a.m. she would have passed by. The Naruto Strait is leaving Longview with logs on board around 3. So maybe about 4 hours later, maybe about 7, she passed Astoria outbound. So we got some early risers today leaving the river. The Sakura Glory is leaving the port of Kalama with corn, soy, maybe wheat on board, leaving around 6 p.m. So about 9:30 p.m. you might see her passing Astoria. And the Aegea Skepi, a ship that was in the anchorage for a while, is now off Astoria, is now leaving Vancouver with wheat on board about 10 o'clock, so about 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. The following morning, she will go, she'll be passing Astoria outbound. Well, the USS Portland, I had some questions about this ship. Kind of cool if you're into military things. Let me read you a little bit from the Portland Tribune. U.S. Navy veterans, military buffs, and anyone who enjoys an impressive sight on the river might want to set Saturday afternoon aside. Now, this is Portland. That's when the USS Portland, the first U.S. Navy ship named solely for the city here in Oregon, is scheduled to arrive in Portland to be commissioned a week later. So for us in Astoria here, it means that the ship is going to arrive sometime on Friday and will probably be at the port of Astoria. That's the most likely spot. She won't be open for tours, I don't believe. If I find out anything about that, I'll certainly tell you before the end of the week. But she'll be there, docked for overnight, from what I understand, right here in Astoria. So if you look for a big, I'm not sure quite exactly where, probably Pier 1. So just look for a big gray Navy ship there, a big gray ship. You probably won't be able to miss her. She is, what kind of a ship is she? She is a San Antonio-class amphibious transport dock ship. What does that mean? It means that she's designed to take troops up on the beach so she can come into shallow water and let vehicles and equipment and troops off in shallow water. So designed to transport troops by sea to battle areas. So she's coming in here to be commissioned, which is kind of a big deal. That's going to be happening not until later, and the tickets for that are all gone, so I won't tell you too much about that. But if you would like to go aboard this ship, public ship tours are scheduled for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoon next week, Terminal 2 in Portland. All tours will begin at 2 p.m. and end at 5 p.m., except on Friday, the one will end at 4 there. It's at Terminal 2 in Portland, and I'm sure you can Google information about this. But a little bit more about these kinds of ships. They're used in wartime, but they're also used in humanitarian efforts. Ships like this one were used as an offshore support role after Hurricane Harvey in Houston and after Hurricane Irma in Miami. So she's going to be there, and then she's going to be actually officially commissioned on April 22nd. And then at some point, she'll return to her home port in San Diego, California. So we'll get to see her coming and going on the river. Kind of neat. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.